You know, I had trouble with Henry Miller all my life. I don't know why. I could get into parts of him, and then he would just throw me off. Something would discourage me.
You know what? You know, you said the thing that the literary, you never got discovered by the literary people.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm afraid he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they
the
never,
academics.
He never got out of that. That's
I've been very fortunate. Nobody's played with me too much. Yeah. And John Martin, you know, I have free reign. I just, whatever I write, and I get away with it. So it's really lucky, really lucky.
John is great. The compatibility that they have between each other without a lot of words or anything, between a publisher and a writer, I've never heard of anything like this. It's just a marvelous flow back and forth. You know, little things never happen. Little edgy things, little ego things.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely do they ever come.
We're both from the 30s,
But it's never malicious or anything.
It was a certain lifestyle of the 30s where you didn't beg and you did what you could and you just bucked in there. And we're from the old school and, you know, no whining, no enough of that. I've done quite a bit of whining tonight. I'm not going to read 5 hours. No. I refused it. Yeah, I sounded like a bastard on the phone. But there's a reason for... I won't go into it. I was tricked into all this shit.
Well, what you just said reminds me of Cole Porter, that he came out of a different background, but he had a pillow, supposedly, that was embroidered and said, "Don't complain, don't explain."
Yeah. Well, you know who said that first? Ezra. That came out of one of his poems,
really?
I believe. Yeah. And Kennedy... When, what was that, Chappadick? Was that the name where the woman drowned?
Yeah.
They asked him, you know, "Well, can you explain this?" He said, "Don't complain, don't explain. Don't explain, don't complain." Yeah, Kennedy. That's from Ezra. And so this guy, Cole Porter, that's from Ezra, too. So people pick up from other guys and they use
absolutely
the phraseology.
Well, Pound was remarkable.
Yeah, but you know, when he died, he said, "Everything I've written is worthless. It's fake, false." But I knew what he meant. He had a lot of bullshit in there. He was kind of shining and showing off. But amongst all that shining and showing off was some great stuff, powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of demeaned himself at the end there. But he died a humble man, anyhow.
How did he die?
Nice. I don't know. I think it was just, you know, slow death. Just old age.
Mm-hmm.
Die of general old age. That's all I know. Could be another reason. Interesting fucking guy, yeah.
Never stopped.
So, should we?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right.